Hi, and welcome to the Fertility Warriors podcast. I'm Robin Birkin, and I am so grateful and honoured that you're here today. From my own journey with infertility and loss to becoming a mind-body practitioner and holistic fertility coach, it is my sincere hope that I can help make your journey to conceive lighter, more supported, and easier by sharing deep emotional well-being guidance, doable conception tips, and real talk about what infertility and loss looks like. I'm here with you every step of the way. Now let's begin. Hi, Warrior. How are you? And thank you for tuning in today to the Fertility Warriors. I am mid typing an email to my list. We are at the moment going through a 5 deals in 5 days challenge. Now, if you want to know when we are running specials, when we're running promotions, there are 2 places that you need to be. One of those is on my email list, so receiving my weekly email newsletter. You can get on that list really easily. You just go to robinbirkin.com/library, and that's one way that you can get on my email list, and you'll also get access to a free little library. But the other place is to be on my Instagram stories. We are going to be doing lots more fun promotions and sales and things like that through my Instagram stories. So we are doing a 5 deals in 5 days promotion. And today is day 2 of the promotion. And I felt like I needed to just stop and type this email because this is also something that we had a big chat about. We're in our fully supported weekly support call. So for those of you who don't know, we have this collection of programs, which collectively I call the Mind-Body Fertility Reset, but it's actually broken up into 2 things. The first one is called The Reset. This is my signature program. You can learn more about both of them if you go to my masterclass, robinbirkin.com/masterclass. I keep my links really easy. But it's my signature program. You get 2 modules per week. If you want to do 1 module per week, you can do that. It's completely go at your own pace. And each week we release a new module to help you reclaim your life, take back your joy, start feeling confident again, start nixing anxiety. And instead of infertility basically costing you like everything, your career, your happiness, your relationship, and starting to drag everything down, we start to lift everything in your life up, which also brings up the way that you are coping and dealing through infertility. If that sounds like something you're interested in, then go to robinbirkin.com/masterclass. Have a little look at my free masterclass and learn more about what my teaching approach is. But then once you join that program, you get an invitation to join sort of the back end of my world, which is a membership called Fully Supported. And in Fully Supported, we do monthly mind-body missions. We have weekly meditations that get released and then they get added into a full library. We have guest expert interviews, again, in a full library, all sorts of different things. And we have weekly support calls in different time zones, as well as for resident coaches. So we had one of our support calls this morning for Fully Supported, as well as at the same time that we're releasing a special on the Get Pregnant Pronto pack. And I don't know if this will come across as a bit of a rant, but this is my impassioned plea to you to always get a printout of your blood test results. One of the things that we include in the Get Pregnant Pronto pack, and so to give you a little bit of an insight into my journey, I used to be like a wellness food blogger, then navigated my own infertility journey, became a life coach, have now supported, we support about 500 fertility warriors each and every year. And I also have a group that I lead of about 700 nutritionists, naturopaths, acupuncturists, fertility coaches, fertility awareness method practitioners, all people from all manner of areas that support, even embryologists, you know, not just sort of that holistic medicine, like that, you know, conventional medicine side as well. And so I've got this book list of, you know, books that come so highly recommended. I have all sorts in this pack. There's a workshop, all sorts of things. But one of the things that is in it is a comprehensive list of labs, blood tests. There is a separate list for people, you know, who have had multiple failed cycles. There is another list for people who have had recurrent loss, because 9 times out of 10, the majority of women who we work with, whenever we look at what blood tests have been run, men included, because there are certain blood tests that are frequently not run on men. There is a comprehensive list of like labs that could be run when you have experienced multiple failed cycles, and 9 times out of 10, they're not run. And so I'm writing this email today, and I just want to give you a call to always ask for a printed or emailed copy of your blood tests. Because very frequently, whatever type of doctor that you go to, then there's many reasons why they don't do this. But you might find that they don't want to worry you with things. There's things that they think, oh, it's fine, so I'm not going to run it by them. Maybe they just don't do it out of habit. However, these are some of the things that I have seen frequently. Number one, the biggest one is multiple failed cycles and multiple recurrent loss, and doctors just not running more tests when they should. And sometimes if you get the Get Pregnant Pronto pack, your eyes might be opened as to how many more tests could be run that often are not run. So one of the things I see is that they don't run a full panel. So for example, and one of the ones that you'll see naturopaths and nutritionists feel particularly passionate about is thyroid test. So you might have a doctor who will test 2 or 3 areas of your thyroid. They might test T3, T4, and TSH levels, whereas there's actually thyroid antibodies, reverse T3, reverse T4, all of these other areas that may also impact your thyroid that they just haven't run. And there is a naturopath who, you know, I don't work with her, but she's a friend and close colleague called Jackie Lamplu. She just came into the Fully Supported community, and we talked in a guest expert interview about how to navigate the next steps and what to ask when you've had recurrent loss or recurrent chemical pregnancies. And we, you know, we talk about this, but she frequently talks on her Instagram stories about how there's one test, for example, that doctors will run. It always comes back completely fine, but something like 70% of women with infertility who test normal for this will test positive for thyroid antibodies. So one of the reasons why they might not test for things is also because your doctor and your specialist can assist you through medications and surgeries. If there's something that they test for but they can't do anything about, then potentially why would they test you for that? And particularly when we look in places like the United States and the level of, for example, nutrition training that doctors receive, some of them receive only a few hours total, for example, of nutrition training. So truly, when we talk about what they can help you with, they can't really help you with the emotions. They can't really help you with nutrition. There's a lot that they probably are not well equipped to help you with unless they've undergone specialist training or have a specialist interest in those areas and have done further training. What your doctor specializes in is medications and surgeries. If they can't help you with medications and surgeries to support what they find, then there may not be any reason for them to run that test. Some of them don't run tests because they view the tests as controversial. So Rebecca Fett wrote a book called It Starts With the Egg. And there's a section at the back of the book where she talks about that there's some medications or supplements that you can take which have pretty much 100% chance of not harming your fertility or sending you backwards, but do have a very real potential that they may increase your chances of conception. Yet, because there is not a double-blind placebo trial with a huge cohort, et cetera, that hasn't definitively shown the increase by a particular amount, doctors won't recommend it. But again, calling back to if there's zero chance that it will do any harm, then her stance, and I very much agree with that stance, that why would you not encourage it? So that might be another reason why your doctor won't run a test or won't recommend something. So what I would really encourage you to do, and the second part of what I have to say is very important, is number one, get a copy of all of your blood tests because it may be enlightening. You may also discover once you get these blood tests, number one, that there's tests that are missing. And that's where something like the Get Pregnant Pronto pack or going to see a naturopath and having them look over your tests can be completely eye-opening. And I can tell you right now that my story of conceiving with both Chloe and Olivia came back to me advocating for myself, demanding certain tests and then demanding certain supplements as a result, both times. And I can tell you right now that I also love, have no bad words at all to say about my fertility specialist, like amazing guy. The next thing that you may discover when you see tests in the flesh with your own eyes is that you might be right on the cusp of the acceptable range. So when you get a blood test, they're generally really easy to look at. The lab will say, let's say it's your thyroid. You'll have one page for thyroid. It will then list down the different thyroid tests that they've run. Then one column will be the acceptable range. And then the next column will be what your result was. So the range might be 1 to 5, for example, but you might be 5. So you might be right at the tip of what is the acceptable range, and being within the acceptable range and being optimal are two very different things. And that's where you'll also see a difference between a fertility specialist, for example, and a naturopath. A naturopath is always aiming for like best health. They want you to be in the very middle of that range. And you'll also find differences across countries. So for example, in Australia, the level at which they say is an acceptable amount of vitamin B12 is different to the acceptable range in the United States. So that's a whole nother kettle of fish. However, you may discover that you are right on the cusp of not being in the acceptable range, or let's say the range is 1 to 5 and you're a 6, your fertility specialist or doctor may have, because you were so close to that, decided not to tell you and that everything's fine. I have had this happen to me personally. I've had this happen to clients. So best advice that I can give you, get a copy of your blood test results, always print it out by email. That way as well, if you want to get a second opinion, so much easier for you to do that rather than chase them up after the fact. It gives you that freedom of being able to go and take that to someone else. Maybe you get a second opinion, not from another fertility specialist, but someone who does a more complementary or holistic type of medicine, like a naturopath or a nutritionist. It makes it a lot easier to do that. If you continually get into the habit, wherever you go, whatever doctor you go see, whether it's a GP, a fertility specialist, a different type of specialist, just always getting for your own records a printout of those results, right? Now, then having a look at, okay, and whether, like I said, that's through something like the Get Pregnant Pronto pack or a naturopath or nutritionist, getting someone to review those, comparing those to another set of labs in whatever way works best for you. Then number three, this is the most important thing that I want you to know. You are not responsible for protecting the feelings of your doctor or specialist. You are here to get pregnant. You are in this for yourself. You are the customer, and you are the one who is spending $25,000 on an IVF cycle. So please, please, please don't stop yourself from advocating for yourself because you're scared to hurt the feelings of your doctor or specialist. If you get your copy of your blood test results, you compare that to something else, the very, very worst that can happen is they will say no. The best that will happen is that they will say, yeah, sure, let's run these tests. Even if they run the tests to humor you. And what if they discover something that could then be the missing ticket? And let me give you my personal story of how this can play out. And this is what we chatted about on our weekly support call in Fully Supported. I have a PDF that I give out. It's at robinburken.com/game changers. And it talks about the three biggest game changers in what it took for me to get pregnant. I always say to people, I'm a life coach because it was the mindset things that helped me get pregnant. But what you need to understand is that the mindset, when we are hoodwinked by our brain, it also results in different decisions. I felt so confident after doing the mindset work that I felt really confident to go out there and get different tests run. I had those tests run, not through my fertility specialist. I went back to see my fertility specialist because they discovered that I had a positive ANA result, anti-nuclear antibodies. Again, many fertility specialists will say that this is controversial. They may be reluctant to run this test. It's a very non-specific test. It doesn't tell you whether that there's a particular thing wrong. It's not like a big shining, flashing beacon that says you have arthritis or you have lupus or you have a big shining red thyroid problem or you have endometriosis. It doesn't tell you any of that. All it tells you is that your immune system is switched on. Could mean that you're fighting a cold, could mean that you have an autoimmune disease. So I went to my fertility specialist, who was quite affronted that I had taken the liberty to get more tests run and not by him. And I didn't care at this point. So he said, well, it could just be a cold. We'll run it again. They ran it again. It came back even more positive. Unbeknownst to me, they then ran a whole bunch of other panels just using that original or the second blood test that I had done. That all came back negative. However, following that, I was put on prednisolone and aspirin in case there was something going on with my immune system. I can also tell you that my clinic ran DNA fragmentations on my husband, which didn't come back very good, which then prompted him to see a naturopath and fixed that. Many fertility clinics, especially in the United States, don't run this panel, and many clinics don't like running this panel. In Australia, many clinics will not run this panel. Many will, but many won't. However, you can push them to run the panel just to humor you, okay? So I went on prednisolone, I went on aspirin. I got pregnant the next cycle with Chloe. When it came to trying to conceive again, I pushed, can we run an ANA test again? I pushed for that. It came back positive again. So I said, what are we going to do about it? I want to go on the same as what I had with Chloe. They pushed back. Nope, we don't need to do that. Let's try without it. And I said, excuse me, it worked with Chloe. Can we do the same again? They said, fine, we'll put you on aspirin. The cycle failed. the next cycle, I put my foot down and said, I will not be doing any more cycles until you put me on prednisolone. I won't take no for an answer. I didn't make another appointment. I called over the phone. I spoke to the nurses. They relayed it to the doctor. What do you know? They agreed. So I went back on prednisolone and aspirin. And that was the cycle I got pregnant with Olivia. It is not about your fertility specialist's feelings. I don't care what their thoughts are on the blood test results. If you do not feel comfortable, if you don't like the answers, be the squeaky wheel. Please be the squeaky wheel. Advocate for yourself. Imagine me standing right behind you, helping you in a Wonder Woman pose, feel strong and feel like you can advocate for yourself. 100%. When you first get to a fertility clinic, if they don't run that very full panel, cool, great, that's fine. But if you have had multiple cycles or multiple losses, it is the time to be thorough with blood test results. It is the time to demand that they pull out all of the stops on your journey. It is the time to stop caring about their feelings, stop caring about, you know, oh, this research is a little controversial. If you do your research, or if you talk to a naturopath or a nutritionist or someone and they're advocating for it, demand it. Then go get a second opinion until the point where you feel really confident that they're doing things differently, that they are pulling out all of the stops. It is going to look different for everyone. The tests may look different for everyone, but I want you to, at the very starting point today, make sure you get a copy of those blood test results. Don't be quiet just for the sake of protecting others' feelings. I, you know, really want you to be that squeaky wheel. You've got this. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that has been helpful. If you're like, yes, 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 I'm going to do that. Or if you have a story to share about this exact topic, please reach out to me on the Instagram DMs so that I can share that, so that we can further empower other fertility warriors to get the results, the answers that they really want. Thank you so much. I'll catch you next week. Bye. Before you go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to the Fertility Warriors. And if you'd like to keep the conversation going, you can come and find me at Robin Birkin on Instagram. I share content almost every day. I answer lots of your questions and I love hearing from you at Robin Birkin on my Instagram channel. That's all for me today, and I'll catch you next week. Bye.